Warmer weather can't be too much farther away, but we do have to wait two more days before that trend will begin. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Just trying to find something else to talk about today. We're all sick and tired of hearing about the cold. We were talking about it a week ago because it was coming, and of course now that it's here, we've been complaining about it quite a bit. And as we go forward through the next 2 days, we'll unfortunately still be a little unhappy with the persistence of the cold, but it is the end of it, and once it is gone, it's going to be gone for a while. So there is reason for encouragement, and we hope that the holiday will turn out to be favorable since we will all be looking forward to the change in weather next week. Now, with all that rambling aside, our temperatures are still going to be bitterly cold for the next 2 days. We do expect nighttime lows both tonight and tomorrow night to be in the negative 20s and negative teens across the region. And as long as that's the case, of course, we're going to be a little uncomfortable. Now, we've had a lot of wind occurring across parts of the region here today, and that wind is expected to stay with us for at least a little while into the evening. But as time moves along, we will encounter a better environment, and the high pressure center that's responsible for all the really cold air will finally be settling in on top of us. And as it does so, we'll most likely see the winds lighten up. So there is some hope there that we will at least be able to benefit from the lack of wind. But we do expect temperatures to be bitterly cold, and wouldn't surprise me to see a couple of temperature extremes overnight tonight, getting down to maybe minus 30 or so. So be aware of that. Now, Saturday night, we'll look for those low temperatures, mostly in the negative teens. I think there'll be a few lower negative 20s, though, that will be around. And so we'll need to kind of keep an eye on that. But the situation is certainly one that we'll have to continue to keep an eye on. But as we move forward into Monday and Tuesday of next week, the odds are high that we will get temperatures much more seasonable, with negative and positive single digits expected on Monday morning, and we'll probably see something similar to that on Tuesday as well. We do have a chance for a little bit of precipitation to occur, unfortunately, and that is likely to occur as we get out into the latter part of the weekend. A little disturbance will pass from North Dakota into west central and southern Minnesota on Sunday. It is going to bring in mostly a snow event, and we'll look for accumulations running from 1 to maybe 3 inches. There is potential for something a little bit greater, but it shouldn't be very common at all. That system will be followed by at least a short-term bout of cooling and then a better chance for some warming. Unfortunately, though, when the warm air starts to come into the region, it will be coming with a little disturbance as well. And we could see the whole warm-up a little bit delayed because of precipitation that will occur in the first part of next week. So we'll keep an eye on that system. Not a major storm, but still an aggravation with a little bit of a wintry mix of precipitation types for the region. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.